Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toonami Therapy. It is June 28th, 2018. I am Michael, and the other person here is...
Tommy.
Right. All right. I'm suffering from, I don't know if it's a cold or allergies or something, so my apologies if you hear me sniff or cough or something during this. I'll try not to do it, but I figured I should explain that just in case it happens.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
So, I suppose we'll get right into it. Because there's big news, of course, because this is the last episode of DBZ Kai. But first, we have to go through Dragon Ball Super Episode 68. So in this episode, Goku's like, well, I should actually wish King Kai and those other guys back to life. So he gets the Dragon Balls, except then everyone else decides that they want wishes. So, of course, random silliness ensues as that tries to get all sorted out. And, of course, by the time everyone else is satisfied, Shenron says, sorry, it's taking you too long. I'm out of here, unless the wish doesn't get made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was kind of hoping that Shenron would do that thing he did last time he saw Beerus. He was like, oh, I'm a big fan. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, I have some mixed feelings on this. Because on one hand, it was kind of funny. On the other hand, everyone has to be a complete idiot for the plot to work.
Yeah.
Like here's a few things, for example. So Bulma, wanted to wish for this thing that's at the Earth's surface. And the Goku's like, oh, I'll go get it. So then instead of saying, okay, Goku, you make your wish now, and then you can go and do it, because you're in a time crunch, Goku goes down to get it, comes back up, and then by then, the time has run out.
Yeah.
Number two. So Gohan and Videl want to use a wish to heal Pan because she's sick. Okay, you know Dende. Dende possesses the power to heal people. Why didn't you go to him instead of wasting a wish?
Or just feed her a sentient being.
Yeah, or that. Maybe they were out of sentient beings at the time, but you could have just gone over to Dende's. He's healed people from way worse.
Yeah.
And three, Goku, you can do instant transmission. Why don't you just waltz over to the other Namekian planet, and say, hey, can I borrow your Dragon Balls for a wish? And then do it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, no, keep going.
Oh, it just... Yeah, I think it was just what I like to call tomfoolery for the sole purpose of bridging an episode in between that last super serious arc and whatever's coming next.
Yeah, I'm going, yeah. Like I said, there were some funny bits. It's just the fact that a whole thing depended on everyone being really stupid and forgetting all these relevant things was a little annoying. I am looking forward to the next one because apparently, how is it? I don't even know how it's pronounced. Arali, something like that, is going to show up, which is interesting.
Is that a new character?
She was a character before Akira Toriyama made Dragon Ball. He had this comedy series called Dr. Slump about this sort of scientist and this sort of robot daughter he created, and it was just a comedy series. And then stuff. And then they showed up in Dragon Ball, the manga, early on, and then they just never showed up again. But they're apparently in continuity, so apparently they show up in the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea if it'll be good or not, but I think it would at least be interesting to see them.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's Dragon Ball Super. Okay. So, Dragon Ball Z Kai, episode 167, the final episode. So basically, Goku fights Ub for a bunch and, manages to reawaken some of his power. And it's like, hey, I'll train you to be great, really strong, and then you can protect the Earth and stuff. Now we can just fly off. And then they do, and that's the end.
Yeah, this episode is, a perfect example of why Goku rivals Gendo Ikari for being the worst dad in all of anime. I mean, he's gonna seriously go away from his own kids and his own grandchild to go help some random person that he brought back to life. Like, and it doesn't make any sense why he's doing it. This was just so stupid.
Well, it's because he wants to be able to fight Boo again, except Boo not being evil. I mean, like, the kid Boo, except him not being evil and stuff. So then you can fight him, and, you know, once he gets stronger and stuff. And there's also some stuff about him being a protector of Earth, but that only pays off in Dragon Ball GT, which no one really considers canon anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if anyone can even consider this canon anymore, because it kind of that Trunks and Mai thing never happened, apparently. So,
well, we don't know for sure. Trunks never said he didn't get with her.
Maybe.
And I mean, technically we don't, there's no necessarily reason to assume they did get together, because that was just the alternate versions that were indicated to have maybe done so. Here they just made some possible jokes about young Trunks eventually doing it, but, you know, that could have just easily gone nowhere, and this still could have happened. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this one was, I think it was a better ending to the series before Dragon Ball Super came along, because it just doesn't have the same sort of punch when you go directly from Goku, you know, victory to this future point and stuff. It works decent. It doesn't work so well when it's saying, oh, and in between these time period, all this other major stuff happened.
Yeah. I think it would have just been a lot better if they had ended it with Mr. Satan, like, getting his own city again, something like that, and with, like, something funny instead of this whole thing about Goku. Like, if he wished Boo to come back, why didn't he wish for Boo to already be strong enough to fight him instead of having to go and train him for a few years just to get him strong enough that he can fight him?
Well, I don't think he, like, it was exactly a wish. It was just some sort of weird sort of reincarnation thing that one of the other sort of deities that was around arranged for him or something. It didn't really explain exactly how it worked.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm pretty sure that, like, you know, if he knew, oh, I'm going to make Dragon Ball Super way down the line, Toriyama probably wouldn't have done this sort of time skip thing here, and probably would have ended it before this point. But, you know, he didn't know that, like, what, 20 years later, he'd be making it like an interquel, midquel, I don't know what it's called, something that takes place between two things series, so... I don't know. Like I said, I think that if you set aside Super, I think it's actually a decent ending, but it does, but it unfortunately just doesn't really work as well when you can, so all the stuff is supposed to happen between them. But anyway, that's Dragon Ball Z Kai. It's done. We're, they're moving My Hero Academia is getting moved up an hour to be after DBZ Super, right? I think that's how they're changing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me what the new schedule is, because I'm not aware of it yet.
Okay. I mentioned My Hero Academia was at that point, but I'm not sure about everything else. Let me pull up a guide quick. Okay, so it looks like next week the schedule will be Dragon Ball Super at the same time as now, My Hero Academia, FLCL Progressive, Pop Team Epic, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, and starting with JoJo, everything else is the same. You know, then Hunter x Hunter, Black Clover, Naruto.
So JoJo's getting... No, it's not getting bumped back.
No, it's the same place. Essentially, basically, they're taking out Dragon Ball Z Kai, moving everything before JoJo forward half an hour, and then in the new blank space before JoJo, putting in Pop Team Epic.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so what are we on to now?
My Hero Academia Episode 7.
Okay.
So, in this episode, we get a lot of flashbacks about Deku and Bakugo, which don't actually really explain much when you stop to think about it.
Yeah, that was my big problem with them.
It's like saying, okay, Deku, he had, because like, is it supposed to make us think, like, understand Bakugo's, like, frustration over Deku having a quirk after he thought he didn't have one? But he bullied him because he didn't have a quirk. So that doesn't give him any right to be frustrated about this. He was already mean about it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's going on. It says that, like, you know, he kind of turned into a jerk after he got his quirk, which we now get more specific information that he can make his sweat explode. Although this comes up with a possible theory as to why he became such a jerk, it's because once he learned that, remember, his sweat is we had some technical difficulties there, and what was I talking about? Oh, I was something about Bakugo, and so this, in terms of a random thing, somewhat inspired by a random observation I saw someone make. I think I figured out why Bakugo became such a jerk after that, because his sweat is explosive. That means essentially that unless he wants to actually kill someone, he's going to have to be a virgin for the rest of his life. So he's taking out his frustration.
That was not something I needed to know.
I don't know. That's quality entertainment, everyone. High class humor. Okay.
Yeah. So this episode, my problem with it is it was again like really cliche to me, and you know, like it was the typical thing. It was like, okay, we're gonna, instead of doing what we're supposed to do, we're just gonna go all out against each other, and then at the last second, Izuku is gonna pull it out, which it just seemed, I mean, I get it that these things are common and stuff, but it just, so far to me, like, this has just seemed like generic shonen series, you know, kind of like Black Clover is the same way. At least Black Clover has, like, a ton of characters, and I hear that My Hero Academia has a ton of characters, too, but they haven't introduced most of them yet. Mm-hmm. So we're yet to find out. Uh-huh.
I think we get more introductions to most of them soon. But, yeah, I did not really care for this episode, just didn't really find it that interesting. I did like the part where Ida, you know, the guy in the sort of metal thing, where he was trying to, like, you know, ham it up in pretending to be the villain. That was actually really funny.
Yeah.
That was good. The stuff with him and Uraraka was actually decent. It was Deku and Bakugo that wasn't that great. So, yeah. Okay. So then, FLCL, Fooly Cooly Progressive Episode 4. In terms of my review, you can mostly just kind of copy-paste what I said last week. because I've got the same issues with it.
This was like at the point I was like ready to quit Toonami for good after seeing this episode. I was just like, this is just garbage. I mean, I know Fooly Cooly's supposed to be crazy, but I think they're like almost overdoing it now. They're like purposely trying to make it as weird as possible, whereas the first series kind of had a had a real storyline to it. I don't know. I don't get it anymore. I've given up on this Fooly Cooly.
I mean, yeah, the main thing to mention here is that what's her name? She's gotten absorbed by Haruko, so her name doesn't matter, but she got absorbed by her because it was implied that Haruko split herself into two or something and then got back together in this way. So I don't know. That's like the big takeaway I got from this episode. But the rest of it, same thing. It just was kind of boring and a lot of weird stuff happened, and I'm not really sure how I can do a good job summarizing it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we'll, but there's just two episodes left, so who knows, maybe it'll all turn around. Or probably not, but it might. When was the last time a series actually did manage to just completely turn itself around through the last few episodes?
Maybe Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Yeah, I knew you would, that was one. I was just trying to think if there's one. I know how, like, the final episode just turned you around from not to actually dramatically improving your opinion of it.
Yeah, that's one where, like, I hated it for the whole episode, whole series. There was actually a series that had a better ending than that I saw, but the series... It was called The Familiar of Zero, but it was already good in the first place, so it's not like the final episode saved it. I had one in my head. No, Samurai Champloo got better in the second half, not just the very end. In fact, the very end of Samurai Champloo, that last episode, didn't make much sense.
Yeah. So I just remember when they were airing the full metal, the last episode of Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, when we were just kind of discussing it as it was airing. Like, there's that part where Roy Mustang is, like, offered the Philosopher's Stone, and you just say, oh, look, he's just going to decline it because Edward doesn't like it. And then Roy's like, okay. And you're like, oh, never mind. Okay. Anyway. So that's FLCL, sort of. Stardust Crusaders, episode 41, a much better episode. Okay, so Kakyoin is able to, knock Darby off the, platform, but then it just allows him to fall onto the next, a platform later on in the race and win, so he's able to win that. So Jotaro picks a baseball game, which he's never actually played before, but is able to, after some tries, get the hang of it and hit the balls at him. I'm not entirely sure how he was able to do that. I think the implication was that he was using Star Platinum's like speed to be able to do it. But anyway, so he manages to actually start scoring some points, and then it switches over, and it's Darby's turn. But then he starts doing that thing that he did at the very beginning, where he, like, you know, predict something that Jotaro is going to do, and then, like, say something. But then is able to, whether he does what he suggests or not, predict what he's doing. So Jotaro, then the episode ends with him, like, just kind of doing the same thing, just saying, my prediction is that you're going to do whatever. It's not clear yet exactly how that's going to work out, but the implication is that he's figured out whatever Darby's trick is and is going and is turning back it on him.
Okay, so I just got the computer back. I don't know what happened, but a couple of error messages and it's back. But which is like the ultimate reason why I should get a Mac. But anyway, yeah, this was another fantastic episode. I just thought it was so funny whenever Joseph goes and it's like, you've never even played a video game in your life. I mean, that was so funny because Jotaro was so confident about it, and then watching his player bat and just like missing so badly every time, that was just so funny.
I especially like the part where he tries the strategy of just mashing the button really quickly.
Yeah. Now here's the thing, though. I just want to tell you, I don't know how many baseball video games you've played, but in almost all baseball video games, all you have to do is hit the A button at the right second and you'll hit the ball. Like, there's a few baseball games where you have to try to guess where he's going to throw it. But most baseball games I've played in my life, all you have to do is hit the button at the right second and you're going to get a hit. So that's why I don't have a problem with Jotaro hitting four home runs like that. Although it seems ridiculous, but honestly, I bet you could pick up one of these baseball games and probably hit four home runs just like that, because baseball video games are notoriously too simple. So I just wanted to throw that out there. This was a great episode, though. It was really funny and exciting too. So I don't have any problems with it.
Yeah. My big endorsement of this episode is the fact that I was so excited. I couldn't wait till the next week, so I ran over to Crunchyroll to watch the episode to see how it concluded. I think I've only done that one other time in the series. So that's an endorsement, all right. I won't say anything about what happens, but yeah. So so that was JoJo, great episode.
Kind of gives away what our number one is going to be for the week. So
Although, is this the first like basically three-parter battle? Everything else, I think, like, stopped at was just one or two, and this one's gone past two episodes.
Yeah, you're right. I was going to say something about that, actually. Yeah, most of them, in fact, all of them have been at most two episodes. So maybe as this battle in Egypt goes along, there'll be more like this. Yeah, this like, I was like so disgusted by Fooly Cooly, and then this episode came up, and it was just so funny and exciting that it was good. Okay, we can move on.
Okay, Hunter episode 100.
It's up to me on this one. I don't know what to say about this episode. I honestly don't. Like, there was like three different battles going on, but all the battles, it was like the characters were giving us commentary, or the narrator was giving us commentary, and it was just like, I don't know. It just wasn't that exciting, and it's unfortunately, this is kind of where it goes from here on. The most important thing of this episode was the fact that Killua ends up running into an octopus, and the octopus is actually a pretty important character, believe it or not. And so, yeah, I don't know. It's just not a very particularly good episode at all, really.
Well, what I kept thinking when Killua was getting shot was just, Killua, why are you just standing there? Move! Get out of the woods so that you can see better or something. At least move. It's harder for someone... Here's something that's a very useful thing. It's harder for someone to shoot you if you're moving. which is why, by the way, in the off chance you end up running from someone who's trying to shoot you, it's actually good to verve around from side to side instead of running in a straight line, because that makes it harder for them to hit you. Or at least that's what I think I read, or at least I think I saw that on a TV show once. Maybe it's not true.
There's so many things I could say about that, but I don't want to get our program yanked off Podbean. So,
I feel like I read that somewhere, though. In terms of other useful things that will probably not be situations you want to go, you end up in. If you are, if you are buried under an avalanche and are not sure which way to dig, just spit, see which way the it falls, and then dig in the opposite direction, because you'll know, because gravity will, you know, make it fall that way.
Oh, well, I'll keep that in mind next time I'm out in Colorado, which I have always wanted to visit.
I've got a lot of these. If you fall in, if you are like on ice, like, you know, over like some water, and it cracks and you fall in, when you're trying to get out, you shouldn't stand up. You should be crawling over the ice, because that way your weight is more distributed and makes it less likely that the ice will crack under you. I mean, I could keep going for a while, folks.
Yeah, let's... well, it's...
But, anyway, but that was just my general thing, just where Killua was just, like, standing there, taking it. Now, eventually, he does, you know, stand still and is able to figure out where the shots are coming from, which, one, why didn't he do that before if he could? And, two... Why didn't he do that before if he could?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, for the most part, not a particularly interesting episode. Although the octopus continual screaming, "I'm not an octopus," was kind of funny.
Okay. Yeah. I often wonder, like, why don't series, like, try harder on their 100th episode to, like, be something special? Because I noticed this with Bleach, like, every time Bleach hit like 100 or 150, it was always like a terrible episode, and I get kind of angry about it, because I don't know, I just remember that stuff like Seinfeld, whenever it made it to 100 episodes, it'd have like a special clipso or something. But I don't know. If they did have a clipso, I'd be complaining about that. So I guess it doesn't really matter.
In regards to things like Hunter Hunter or Bleach, I think the reason there is that they're adapting this from a manga, and that means that they, when they get to and that means the mangas are usually going to have something big happen on their, like, you know, momentous chapters, like chapter 100, 200, 300, and that stuff. But something happening in chapter 100 doesn't mean it'll be happening in episode 100. So because there's a differing amount of chapters to make it into each episode, you end up with, like, the big episodes just being essentially random points from the manga. Hmm. That I think, and those are the animes that are likely to, you know, reach this level, that level of length.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we got that. So Black Clover episode 27, this one is really mostly just a, hey, we're done with the battle, let's go and talk about what happened episode. There's like some a few funny jokes, but for the most part, there's not really much to say about what happens. It's just kind of the epilogue.
Yeah, this episode, it was just kind of average. Like, mm-hmm. everyone had to go and talk to each other for a while, and that was pretty much it. And I guess those silver-haired guys are planning something evil, which was like the only real thing I took away from this episode.
Well, although there is one thing that I'm hopeful for, and that's the fact that, the episode ends with Finral, like, suggesting, hey, we should go to a mixer! And the chapter of the manga in which that happens is one of the best chapters of the entire series. Mm-hmm. I have no idea if it'll translate well to an anime, because, I worry that, just a single pretty good and pretty funny chapter might lose a lot of the punch if they have to stretch it out to fill an episode. But I'm at least hopeful that we'll get something good, because I thought that chapter was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So next is Naruto, episode 207.
You're going to have to help me on this one, because I watched it and I couldn't figure out what in the world was going on.
Okay, but before that, I want to notice something. The title is The Tailed Beast versus the Tailless Tailed Beast. And when I saw that, my first thought was, wow, I wonder if someone can say that five times fast. Let's find out. The Tailed Beast versus the Tailless Tailed Beast. 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 I did it!
Yeah, it can be done.
Yeah, just don't ask me to do that for good with Good Blood, Bad Blood, or Toy Boat. Okay. So, two things happening in this episode. First, a bunch of characters we don't really care much about have a battle that I don't very care much about. That involves, like, you know, mind swapping of some kind. Since I don't care about that, I'm going to kind of skip over that. In more important stuff, Killer Bee is fighting off Kisame, and they do a bunch of fighting, and it looks like Killer Bee is going to lose, but then other guys show up and save him. And that's the episode. I know I kind of went through it fast, but
yeah. I didn't understand anything that was going on in this episode. This wasn't filler, was it?
I don't think it is.
Okay.
But, like, the stuff with the sort of mind swap. So, my understanding is, so one of the guys had, like, the Byakugan in one eye, so then this other guy wanted to get rid of it, so he, like, did the weird mind swap thing, planning to destroy it, but he couldn't because it was protected, and then, you know, people showed up and were like, oh, that's what's going on, and everything got back to normal and such there. Kind of felt like it didn't really, like, not very interesting. The stuff with Killer Bee was better. Okay, so that's Naruto. So how about the top three? For me, it would be, well, JoJo is number one, obviously. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the rest of the shows didn't really offer too much. So I'm going to say in A rather distant second would be Dragon Ball Super, which did make me laugh despite the various problems. And then number three, I think, would be Black Clover.
Yeah, I'm going to go with, obviously, JoJo's first. I think I'm going to go with Black Clover as the second choice. And I guess Hunter x Hunter third.
Okay. Well, that's it for this. I guess next week we've got Pop Team Epic. We'll see if it's I'm going to see if it's like the kind of random humor I like, or if it's going to feel too much like this new season of FLCL. We'll find out, I guess. my guess is this is probably a series I'm probably going to really, really like or really, really not like. But we'll see. This has been Toonami Therapy. You can find our previous episodes at TommyAPhillips.com and ToonamiTherapy.podbean.com. We usually put these episodes up on Friday evening, the week after the stuff airs on Toonami. I think that's all I've really got to say. Did you have anything else?
Nope. That's it.
All right. Want me to continue on my list of things that will probably never happen to you, but would be very useful to know if they do happen to you?
Sure.
I actually didn't have anything in mind. I thought you would like say no, and that would be a great way to end the podcast. You ruined the joke. Okay, there you go. If someone says that phrase to you, say no, because that'll be a great place to end the podcast. There you go, everyone. That's improv for you.